Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Smells like bliss in the studio. Wow, I think I overdid it. I did. Oh, jeez. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
I have a bliss. It's funny to have you back. It's rain outside today, huh?
You know, I was talking with a farmer and about miles away, and he said, "You getting any rain out there?" We haven't had more than 6 days of no rain in 10 weeks. It's amazing. And the mold, Dr. Sheely, the mold is starting to grow. The barns are damp, and it's a problem. It really is. So do we have a medical solution for dealing with the mold that's a result of some of this rain?
Well, I don't know in big places how you do it. Obviously, Nixol is one way of combating mold once you've got it. But other than blow dry, I don't know how to fix the mold.
It's a pretty big county. The Ozarks are pretty big to blow dry.
Well, I looked it up again this morning. You know, they have a list of the cities in this country that have the, quote, most erratic weather. Mm-hmm. And at the top of the list for many years has been Springfield. Mm-hmm. And all of the top 10 are in the Midwest.
Well, we see it. I mean, it is absolutely erratic here. Our road washed out. You've been down our road to the dirt road that off the paved road, and it washed out to the point where it was the road that you could actually drive on was 3 feet wide, literally, and both sides had collapsed and washed away. And Mrs. Finelli was standing in the ditch, and I would say the ditch was about 4 feet deep. So she was standing down there. You could only see half of her because she was standing up where the road used to be. So we took a picture of this, and maybe she doesn't like to have her picture taken, but maybe I can somehow get that posted on the website so you can see how bad the road was. But it was wide enough for a four-wheeler to get through, but for a truck or a car, the wheels would be in the ditch on both sides, so the underpan of the vehicle would be dragging on the road. So it was just not wide enough to drive. It's a real problem, and it took several days and a lot of equipment for them to come out and fix this. Dr. Sheely, I have been doing some research on the internet, and you know one of the most frequent search words right now is suicide. What is going on with? I mean, why are people looking into suicide? Are they? I'm wondering, are they contemplating it, or are they just interested in morbid events?
Well, I have a feeling it's probably because of the pharmacomafia's increasing influence on brain function. You know, every known mood to drug, not a single exception, whether it's for anxiety or depression or whatever, increases the risk of suicide. So it's growing. And the other thing that I've received about 4 emails about in the last week is 4 so-called alternative doctors who have been reported as mysteriously suddenly committing suicide in odd ways, where the suspicion that they were murdered by the establishment, and it was pretended that it's a suicide. So, you know, there's something going on, as usual, nefarious in this country.
You know, one of our instructors, his name is Dennis Schulke. He was on the air with us yesterday, and he was telling us the events that happened to his son. And Dennis Schulke wrote a book called Attorneys Above the Law. Attorneys Above the Law. And he explains how the system is corrupt in no uncertain terms. Well, his son got pulled, attacked, if you will, by the Blue Plague, the police in Tennessee, at his home, at his son's home. His son came home, and the police pulled into the driveway, accused him of speeding. He said no, he wasn't speeding, and the police accused him of speeding, and at 14 miles an hour above the speed limit, and arrested him, and took him to jail. And it's believed that, Dennis believes that his son is in harm's way and may actually be murdered. And the link, of course, would be that Dennis Schulke, the father, wrote this book, Attorneys Above the Law. So, Dennis Schulke's cat was killed, skinned, and placed on his front yard, you know, mafia style, to let them know that these kind of things can escalate.
Yes.
This is the kind of stuff that's happening. And I got a call just before this broadcast from a lady who was a nurse. Her husband is a doctor. And she said she was going to call in. And the Department of Justice came down on them, and they ultimately closed their doctor's office just outside of Branson, or in Branson, this week. They closed it because their bank accounts have been seized. And so, do you know a doctor who was who taught the class at the Get Prepared Expo on suturing? Did you meet him? His name is Jim.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, she may call in. She said she was going to call in and tell us the story about how they came after her. And so here's the question for you, Dr. Schulke, to tie into that. Do you know other medical doctors, DOs, DOs who have been approached, attacked by the government and forced to shut down, or their accounts have been seized, or they've been put into prison for some reason or another? And I'm not talking about, you know, deliberate misconduct. I'm not talking about, you know, bilking the system. I'm not talking about insurance theft or any of that. I'm just talking about medical doctors or DOs who have been beat up by the system for other reasons.
I don't personally know any, although, you know, I see stories about it on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
Just as the one that I saw just last night. I said a couple of my friends, one about some doctor I don't know, but he was some kind of alternative physician, who supposedly shot himself in the chest on the edge of a river and fell in. Now, that does not sound like an unusual way to try to commit suicide.
I've never heard of anything like that. Usually the person's in a comfortable position, you know, sitting in a chair.
What makes it suspicious is body found in the river with a gunshot through the heart. I mean, come on, that's bizarre. So I sent a note to two of my close friends and said, if I'm suddenly found like that, please know I have no intention. There's no circumstance under which I would commit suicide. Fight it.
and the same goes with me. And I've said that on the air. And you know, a number of our instructors are, you know, in harm's way. So I don't know any of them who would really do it. I really don't. So keep that in mind, class. So if you read that it happens to any of us, we didn't do it.
Well, you know, that brings me to the idea of not whether but when. I mean, look how long Greece has been on the brink.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's only the tip of a huge, gigantic problem worldwide. You know, in 2008, when the little crash occurred, derivatives outweighed known value of everything on Earth. There was something like $1.46 quadrillion of derivatives with only $1.25 quadrillion of known assets in the world. The derivatives, of course, have doubled in the last 7 years. So now we have over twice as much totally junk monopoly money as real assets, and that's not just money, but all known assets. So the question is, how long is it going to take for the whole world to collapse financially?
Well, Dr. Shealy, let me just hint around the edges of that. I was on the phone with one of our instructors from Europe, and he told me that that they're having trouble getting spare parts. Major manufacturer spare parts. There are shortages of spare parts. And for example, let's say on your vehicle, you drive an SUV. If something as simple as a serpentine belt that runs around the alternator, the crankshaft, and the water pump, if that serpentine belt fails, and with an American car, that could be maybe a $15 to $25 part. If that part fails, your car isn't going to go very far. You might get 4 miles before the engine seizes up. So, you know, for $20, a part that's worth $20, you could be absolutely down. That vehicle isn't going anywhere. If you can't get replacement filters, now your vehicle can certainly run without an air filter. And if you live on a dusty road, it might not last more than a few months before the grit and grime from the dust from the road eats away at the moving parts in the combustion chamber. But we are at the mercy of the supply chain for simple parts like fuel filters, simple parts like radiator caps, coolant, motor oil, fuel, tires, tire valve stems, even the hoses that we use to inflate our tires. It's going to be really tough without these supply parts. And I can see the unraveling now, and I'm in a, I won't say panic, but darn close to getting all the parts that we need to stay in business at the farm, including fuel, fuel tanks, oil, filters, hoses, hydraulic hoses, belts. The list goes on and on. And I'm getting spare parts for everything I can. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy, if one of us goes to a search engine, types in the name Ed, E-D, the first search result on Google comes up with Cialis. Okay, that's a and what's happening is Viagra prescriptions, according to my research, are up 25% in 12 months. 25% in 12 months. And that ties with what you've been saying for years, Dr. Shealy, that men are having these problems as a result of the medications that they're taking. And it's just, you know, you're just way, way, way ahead of the curve announcing that, you know, for years you've been saying this.
Well, if you consider that 40% of adults are on any hypertensive drugs, there's 40% of people. If you consider that a minimum of 20% of people are on antidepressant drugs, not more than that depressed, but 20% on the drugs, well, there's another 20% of people who are going to have ED just from those two sets of drugs alone.
Yeah.
And so 60% of men who have ED just because of drugs, and that doesn't even count the normal, you know, health problems.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this, Dr. Shealy. When I lived in Virginia, my medical doctor was a little over 80 years old, 80. And I believed his office his office was at the end of the hall, and he was just a solo practitioner. So he had his secretary or receptionist and him. It was just the two of them. And it was an old-fashioned doctor's office, and all of his equipment was from the 40s, 50s, 60s. There was nothing new there, including his desk and his medical cabinet, everything. Everything was, you know, decades old. And I believe that he had his desk at the end of the hall so he could watch his patients walk from the waiting room that 30 feet, 35 feet, down into the examination room so he could see their gait, their posture, whether or not they shuffled, so forth, whether they leaned, whether they used a cane. All of those things, I believe, was part of his diagnosis, but, you know, no one really knew that. I guess the question I'm asking is, do we still do that? Do we still watch our patients, you know, as medical doctors to see how their posture is and then use that as part of the diagnosis?
Well, as a matter of fact, the very first thing I usually do after I've talked with the patient is have them stand up and walk across the room and back. And sometimes I open the door and have them walk down the hall and back.
Right.
That, to me, is the first evaluation of the physical, you know, exam.
Mm-hmm.
Tells you a great mm-hmm. deal about their neurologic system and their bones and everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what could you tell from a person's posture? Here's why I'm asking this. At the meetup on Monday night, I mentioned that I came back from Sam's Club. I had to pick something up with Mrs. Finelli. And I noticed that there were so many people hunched over. Their posture is either failing, or they're not paying attention, or they don't care, or it's a sign that their health is declining. But I'm seeing people hunched over, zoned out, not paying attention to anything. I mean, totally oblivious to almost everything around them, including why they're there shopping. And I'm wondering, is this a sign of things to come? What does it mean?
I think it's part of the couch potato syndrome. For the last, 60 years, increasingly, people don't move.
Right.
They barely, you know, they might spend 10 minutes a day standing up.
Mm-hmm.
And they get up, go have breakfast, sit down. Get up, mm-hmm. go to work, sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Get up, go home, sit down. I mean, I think that's part of the entire deterioration of health. I mean, you know, again, personally, once a month, I watch Antiques Roadshow television. That's about my total television for the month.
You know, those guys have been under investigation for deception.
God.
You know, I'm talking... yeah. Television shows that do those kinds of things have been investigated. We'll be right back with Dr. Norman Shealy.
Alright, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com, that's R like rebel, R, the letter R, ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com, that's ourflags.com. Go now.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. And Dr. Shealy, you mentioned the Antique Roadshow. And from ABC News, they said that a pair of antique dealers looking to gain a bit of exposure by going on a public television program got more than they bargained for. The pair were indicted on federal mail and wire fraud charges, accused of staging phony appraisals on the program Antiques Roadshow to enhance their reputations as experts in Civil War era weapons and military artifacts. So if convicted, they could face 60 years in prison, $2.75 million in fines, and so forth. So that's the, and I know a guy, I've had dinner with him, who was on a television show, in the pawn, not porn, but pawn business. And he was on a television show with, about military antiques. And there's so much scuttlebutt about this particular guy ripping people off. I won't use his name. But, you know, just I know this guy. I know that he tried to cheat many people. And he even is accused of engraving certain Nazi daggers to enhance their value with inscriptions. So, I mean, I'm talking about fraud. So there's a lot of this going on. So even, you know, just because, well, here's the point, Dr. Shealy, just because it's on the radio, just because it's on television, doesn't mean it's true. There are plenty of people who have taken advantage of people by their radio and television programs. Jim Baker, right down the road from us, spent some time in the federal pen for just that, for taking advantage, selling something he didn't have. We've got Tracy on here with us. Welcome, Tracy.
Hi, Vincent. It's Tracy Caesar.
Hi, Tracy Caesar.
How are you?
Very well. I'm glad you're here. I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast with Dr. Shealy that you might be calling in and that you and I chatted for a few minutes before the broadcast. What's going on with you and your husband?
Well, my husband's been a family practice physician for 35 years, and the IRS has just recently, about 4 weeks ago, seized our bank account. They also seized all of his insurance payments. Every company out there sent him a levy and a garnishment. At the bank, they have a garnishment for over $1 million, which we don't have any of the above. And then she's harassing us. She's been to our office. Her name is Deborah Rhymes, R-H-Y-M-E-S. She's out of the Lee Summit office. She's required us yesterday to show up on the 23rd of July in her office, claiming that some random man, along with his young boy, showed up in her office and dropped off a piece of paper claiming that we own real estate. I rent a home. We own no real estate. So I don't know if those are claims she came up with or who is dropping papers off. Anyway, they put us out of business.
Mm-hmm.
Effective immediately, 2,000 patients have no doctor.
Tracy Caesar, let me make sure I've got this right. You're the same person who has been to the Get Prepared Expo with your husband, Dr. Jim Caesar.
Yes.
Together, you taught a series of seminars on suturing.
Yes.
And you've been to the meetups. And your practice was in Branson, is that right? Branson, Missouri?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It was, yes.
And then, okay. And so for 35 years, your husband, you have been trained as a nurse. You have a degree in nursing. Your husband is a DO.
Yes.
And they came after you. The IRS has come after you. A woman by the name of Deborah Rhymes, R-H-Y-M-E-S, in Lee
right.
Summit. Okay,
yes.
And that's the IRS office in Lee Summit?
Yes, in Lee Summit.
Do you have the phone number?
I do. 816-966-2429.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me see if I've got this right. 816-966-2429.
That's
okay.
The correct number.
Oh, okay, good. Do you know her boss's name?
I don't know her boss's name, but it's
okay.
On her voicemail.
Okay, well, we're going to need to get that so we can give her boss's number. I think the one to really start calling would be her boss, and then her boss will start complaining about the calls.
I'd also to say, Vincent, that I was mm-hmm. also a delegate for Ron Paul in Taney County and in the 7th District.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not positive whether or not their harassment and discrimination is against me for that purpose. We've also been on hold hours on speakerphone for hours on hold with the IRS with no one answering the telephone.
Okay. Who's your Congress critter?
Representative Long, who I left a message for to please call me. It was urgent, and I never received a return phone call.
Okay, that's Billy Long, Congressman
yes.
Billy Long. former auctioneer, maybe current auctioneer. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. So now, Tracy Caesar, your bank accounts have been seized. Your insurance payments are being diverted to the IRS. So if you treat patients, and you've got 2,000 patients, did you say?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you have... Oh, please call me Vincent. We know each other. As a matter of fact...
I was raised with manners, so...
Yeah, well, this is family. And by the way, Vinny doesn't like it when family's attacked. All right, so...
We were working free for the next 45 days. We sent letters out to our patients that we were closing the office on August 14th, of which my husband wouldn't get paid a dime because the Internal Revenue Service seized everything. So he was going to see his patients for the next 45 days to help them to find another physician. And we closed the doors yesterday because we have to.
Let me see if I've got this right. Your rent payment for your office or
$2,500 a month.
Okay, so that doesn't go away.
No.
And do you have employees?
Oh, yes. I have two employees, and I also have a gal who does our billing that's paid 10% of what she collects. So everything the Internal Revenue Service is seizing from me right now, I still owe that lady 10% of it,
which
I won't get a penny.
Uh-huh. So you are out of business. Your patients are absent medical care. And why did this happen?
The Internal Revenue Service took every penny for us to operate. We have no operating funds.
Yeah, but why did they do that? Do you think it's just because you were a Ron Paul delegate, or are they alleging something else?
Some back taxes that we're unable to pay. We're filling out an offer and compromise. Mm-hmm. We're not filling the offer and compromise out quickly enough for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not real sure why we need to fill it out because our income is zero.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing to compromise with, zero.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a home?
Yes, I do think that since we've known you, Vinny, and come to the USA Prepare Show, they've stepped it up.
Wow.
Tracy, how much money back taxes are they saying you owe?
I believe the number's $250,000.
And yet you filed your taxes every year.
Yes, except for 2014, we have an extension because we can't get caught up. However, there's a certain person that owes $4.5 million in taxes to the IRS that gets to have dinner with the President of the United States. Also, 80% of the IRS agents owe back taxes, and I want to know if their accounts were seized, if they were put out of business. So it's discrimination.
Yeah, well, obviously, if it's government, it's evil, by definition, in my opinion.
And we'll be on Vinny's show. When is it, Vinny, the 14th?
Let me get my calendar. We're going to do a two-hour special, and we're going to expose everybody that's involved in beating you guys up. This is Dr.
Stevens. When you hear about the Justice Department's injustice they did to my husband, what year was that, honey? 1980. Over $14,000. They broke the contract. He did not break the contract. By the way, I filed a Freedom of Information Act for the Department of Health and Human Services. When they sent me the paperwork, there's a whole bunch of black lines through it where they didn't want to admit the truth of what they did. He signed the papers in duress. We've paid them $375,000 on a $14,000 default. Still paying them today. $2,500 a month.
What has your husband ever been imprisoned?
Yes, he did. He did 9 months in what I call doctor, lawyer, judge prison because he would not negotiate with the Department of Justice. So they went after him for Medicare fraud. out of over $200,000 in billing, they found $12,000 that they quote-unquote couldn't be explained. They attacked him, basically, and put him in prison for 9 months for Medicaid fraud, Medicare fraud, excuse me.
You know, I was reading a news article last night about a person who was just accused of pedophilia. It has nothing to do with you guys. But what I'm saying is just the accusation destroys a person's reputation. Absolutely destroys it. So here we have some alleged man and an alleged child going into an IRS office, and as a result of that, you are feeling the weight of the government. Is that right?
She has demanded that I either show up in Joplin, Missouri on the 23rd at her office there, which is 402 South Main Street, Suite 501 in Joplin, Missouri, at 1 o'clock on July the 23rd, or she will file charges against us of some sort, and we will have to go to federal court in Kansas City.
All right. Can you stay on the line and put together some more thoughts about what is happening to you and why you think it's happening?
Yes.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, Tracy Caesar, and we're discussing Dr. James Caesar. We'll be right back. By now, you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with nauseous constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why?
Oh
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. Tracy Caesar's with us. And Tracy, during the commercial announcement break, I called the number you gave us, 816-966-2429, which is Deborah Rimes' telephone number. Her ID is 02-44216. So the message says, I only got her answering machine message, her voicemail, and I pressed zero many times to get to an operator so I could find out who her boss is and get her boss's telephone number, but it wouldn't transfer because it said the operator's not available. So here we have an IRS office. As you said, you've called and you can't get through to her. I could not get through to her, and all I could do was leave a message. And it's this very sweet, you know, non-threatening voice mail message. But obviously, she's not all that sweet since she's been threatening you. All right, so what I'd like to do is expose this case, expose all the players, expose her boss. Let's see if Billy Long is willing to get involved and cause these threats to stop. If not, we'll just talk about Billy Long and his voting record and what he's up to. I mean, so we've elected this. If you want to see something, if you want to see something amazing, if you want to see what Billy Long looks like, just go and type Billy Long, B-I-L-L-Y-L-O-N-G. And you'll see what the representative from the Springfield, Missouri area, the Congress critter, looks like. I have no respect for him. I don't. And why? Because he just doesn't seem to be representing we, the villagers. That's why. So, Tracy, what else have they done to you? Do you have a home, or is that
going on? Well, we did have a home. In 2007, I got a phone call from the IRS requiring us to refinance our home. I went through all these hoops, and I never should have qualified for the loan. That's a flat fact. But this is during the crooked time, right before the 2008 fallout, when they were giving everyone loans for any reason. Number two, they appraised my house for something absolutely absurd. Consequently, in 2010, we lost our home because our house payments then became so much we couldn't afford it. I had to write a check to the IRS in January of 2008 for $109,000 out of the refinancing of our home. Now we, well, we're living in a rented home. We do not own any real estate at all. I don't know who filed those papers or if Deborah made it up, but she will not give me a copy of them unless I file a Freedom of Information request. I also asked her to give me the video footage of whomever it was that walked in there with the false documents because I want to see who they are. She also refused to give me that. She said she couldn't. And why do I think this is happening? Several reasons. Number one, as I said before, I was a delegate for Ron Paul. And they're going after, they went after Tea Party members of my, friends of mine. I was in the Tea Party before I got smart. I now currently no longer will vote ever, ever, ever again because it's a scam, to be honest with you. It's a scam. I saw it firsthand in Taney County and District 7. Representative Long, by the way, I would like to go on record to tell him that we are taxed without representation. We are actually triple taxed. We're not even supposed to be double taxed. We're triple, quadruple, 10-time taxed all over this country, and people really need to wake up and do some research and stop running in fear from these people. They're crooks.
You're talking about our our Congress critters?
Yes, and the Internal Revenue Service.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I believe they get bonuses based on how much they steal from we the villagers. I'm talking about the Internal Revenue agents. I believe that well, they're not on our team. They're not on our team. I've been audited at least 10 times, and the next time when they want to do it, we'll do it publicly. We'll do it on the air. We'll expose those thugs right here.
I would like you to do it publicly when they come around with me. Would you go to the meeting with me, Vincent, on the 23rd?
Absolutely. I asked to be invited to a meeting of Congressman Billy Long within the last 2 weeks, and I was denied access. I wanted to meet with him.
I denied you when I put in a request. I asked for you to come along with me.
Yep. Hold that thought, and Dr. Norman Shealy and Tracy and I will be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.